Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After a series of flooding incidents, and especially south of the city, one company has stepped up to help their neighbors, and we appreciate that. Paul Alexander reported on it. Want to get some more details. Mike Glancy is with U-Haul. Mike, good morning. I understand it's your day off, but you decided to help us out anyway. Appreciate you for that. Thank you.
Hey, Larry, no problem. Thank you for having us on and helping us spread the word on trying to help the communities affected by the unfortunate floods down in West Virginia.
So what is the offering? What can you do and have you been doing for people?
So what we've done, we have two locations, our Washington, PA location in Southwest PA, and then our West Virginia, Fairmont, West Virginia store down in West Virginia, have activated our disaster relief program, which U-Haul's had for over a couple of decades now, where we're offering 30 days free U-Box storage as a solution to help people protect some of their valued items should they need it. Our U-Box is a portable storage, so it can be something that we can bring to them. They can store it on site if need. It's something that they can come to us and store, and we'll gladly store it in one of our secure warehouses for them. Or they can pick it up themselves if they have the ability to do that and bring it back to us, and we'll still store it for them, or they can, like I said, leave it on their property.
I assume people have reached out already, so what can we do to help make the connection for you?
We have had community members. We actually, Pittsburgh territory goes all the way down into Tridelphia and Wheeling, so that one really impacted the Pittsburgh area from a U-Haul standpoint. And we've had a couple of our partners that do business with us down in U-Haul affected, so they've reached out. We've gotten them in contact with some U-Box solutions. So what you can do to help out is, you know, what you're doing right now is helping us spread the word, you know, on your website. It's on the U-Haul website. Whatever you can do, you know, the morning, having me on this morning was a great opportunity for us to let the community know that, you know, we live in the communities that we serve. So whenever there's something like this, we like to try to help and step up where we can.
Mike, I appreciate the time again, and thank you and your team for what you're doing.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks again for having me on.
You got it. Mike Glancy with U-Haul, and a nice thing. And I know many other opportunities, especially for those who really were devastated by the flooding. And then yesterday, a lot of wet basements. Aaron, this is kind of what happens in Pittsburgh. We typically have a lot of wet basements around, you know, when you get heavy rains like that, man, A lot of people were affected yesterday.
Right. And I think what's actually been strange, I had to break it down to understand, because we're so hilly here, that I remember being so just mind blown that people experience such damage. But hey, if you have a hill in your backyard, it's coming down into the, you know, it doesn't, there's so many different ways it can affect people. But yeah, they've been affected either way.
Yeah, we haven't heard a lot of landslide issues of significance, but certainly with the soil saturated like that, it's a possibility. All right, the biggest story in the world, day six of the fighting between Israel and Iran. We're hearing more from the White House. And CBS's Holly Williams is literally on the border of Iran with the report.
Israel has Iran's nuclear program in its sights. Satellite images lay bare the damage to the Natanz facility, where Iran has been enriching uranium up to 60%. A step on the way to the 90% used in nuclear weapons. Iran's nuclear ambitions are a threat to Israel's existence and the justification for this war, according to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Iran has produced enough highly enriched uranium for 9 atom bombs. 9.
But many experts say that despite killing several of Iran's nuclear scientists, Israel's airstrikes will be in vain unless it destroys the Fordow nuclear site. It's a fortified place buried inside a mountain. Iran's also been enriching uranium there while denying any intention of building a bomb.
Fordow is the hardest to get at because it's so far underground.
Jonathan Panikoff is a former deputy national intelligence officer and told us Israel may not have the firepower it needs.
And it would need to use what are called bunker busters. In other words, a bomber flies over and has the biggest penetration of any ordnance that we have.
Like other international journalists, we cannot get into Iran at the moment to report on this conflict. But we traveled to Iran's border with Iraq. Some Iranians crossing the frontier told us they were fleeing the Israeli airstrikes.
What have the big conditions been like inside Iran since the strike started?
This man said Iranians are stockpiling food and gas. He also shared his fear that if the US joins in the airstrikes, there'll be a world war.
Many of the Iranians who've crossed the border have told us they're too frightened to speak to us on camera, worried about retribution from their government when they go home. But some have also told us they believe that the Iranian regime itself is fearful.
After launching Israel's attack, Benjamin Netanyahu called on Iranians to rise up against their government. Many Iranians despise the regime, but with their country under bombardment, they may be more intent on survival than revolution. Holly Williams, CBS News, on the Iran-Iraq border.
Listen for The Drive at 5, stories driving the day's news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. This story worth repeating. We talked about it very early in the show, but I'm certain most people will not hear about it for a little while, but I guarantee you will at some point. You could tell people you heard it first. You know where I'm going with this, Aaron, don't you? The genealogical study that was commissioned by the New York Times on the new Pope, Pope Leo XIV. So, as you have heard, I'm sure, the new Pope is the first American Pope and comes from Chicago.
Right.
So, the New York Times had a genealogist track the Pope's bloodline, and he is related to two Justins, Justin Bieber and Justin Trudeau.
Can you explain to me, I know that name, Trudeau.
Canada. Where? Former Prime Minister of Canada.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm like, why do I know that name? Okay, wow.
Fair enough. They also found that the Pope's family tree branched off to Madonna.
Two performers, and one major leader.
And also, he has Canadian roots that go back 6 generations.
dual citizenship.
So there you go.
That's a lot that they pulled from that. New York Times for the win.
I'm sure you wait till the late night talk show hosts get a hold of this story.
I could literally see them bringing Justin Bieber in, like, hey, so let's talk about your distant relative.
So it's such a high profile, you know, position to be the Pope, right?
Right.
There's only one on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, especially since he's an American, they're diving in. They're trying to peel back the onion on who is this guy. And, you know, so they commission a genealogist to do the background. That said, have you ever seen that show on public television? I forget the gentleman's name, but they do this with celebrities.
No.
It's a great show, and I can't remember the name of the show off the top of my head, but they take a celebrity and they do these same kind of genealogical background checks, and then they present that to the celebrity.
Wow. And
one of the most, you know Bernie Sanders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know Larry David, who imitated Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was he created Seinfeld.
Yep.
So he's got this real quirky sense of humor. But he kind of looks like Bernie Sanders. And he would imitate him on Saturday Night, like, Bernie Sanders, you know. Well, it turns out they're related.
Of course.
And they...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I found out through this genealogical deep dive, and I thought it might be fun if we could do that with some of our teammates here.
You never know what you might find.
Wouldn't you like to know to dig into Rob Pratt's background or Marty or Colin?
Right. Go back a few generations.
Or Michael Bartley.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, the lights went out here.
Oh, boy, indeed. Okay.
I assume we're still on the air. No, the emergency lights, everything's shut down.
Right.
Right this second on the air. Now we get the lights back as our generator kicked in. Are we still on the air?
I think we are.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought you would find that interesting. What else is going on? Juneteenth. Tomorrow, our newest federal holiday. And a lot of people have questions about, since 2021, it's been a federal holiday. And for those that don't know, it is the commemoration of the emancipation of enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, in 1865, who were the last to know that they were freed. Juneteenth is celebrated to mark the end of slavery and also a number of community events. We have celebrations here in Pittsburgh. and a reflection of being freed and the resilience of our African-American community. So how long have you been celebrating Juneteenth? Aaron, I'm curious, because a lot of people, frankly, they haven't heard of it. I was surprised.
I would say probably, I graduated college at Point Park in 2018, and probably for the past 5 or 6 years, I do remember when I first became aware of it, because it has been around for a while, but when I first became aware, I think it's easy to be aware and not fully understand, you know, the great lengths, even me, you know, an African-American woman, it's so easy to still miss the depth of the history of your, you know, your people or your heritage. And so, yeah, I spent it with friends and we had fun and listened to music. But recently, I take the time to learn about, you know, Black people that have helped shape our history.
And we're going to introduce you to some of those people tomorrow that are here in
Exciting.
Pittsburgh. Also, because it is a federal holiday, most national banks, U.S. Postal Service, will be closed tomorrow in observance of the federal holiday. It's known as America's Second Independence Day, and again has been recognized as a federal holiday since 2021. So there'll be a lot of people who are off too, and commemorating again when Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston Bay, Texas in 1865 with 2,000 Union troops to proclaim the more than a quarter of a million enslaved Black people in the state were free. 2.5 years after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation. And 10 until 2, Marty Griffin takes the air chair. We'll check in with Marty here in just a few minutes. And every Wednesday, we talk to Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchor woman. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
I know that you'll be covering later this signed deal between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel, 2 years plus in the making.
I mean, that's really historic if you think about the big picture of U.S. Steel, what it's meant for, of course, not only Pittsburgh, but for the country. So for this to be now a Japanese company, but obviously a lot of American influence. I know it's been confusing as to what, you know, people in our region feel about it, because I know the leadership of U.S. Steel Union, or the United Steelworkers Union, I should say, has come out against it. But we've talked to a lot of the rank and file union members who are for it. And a lot of course, communities around here rely on those and are hoping that investment is going to really be a positive for our region.
For us in the Mon Valley, $2.4 billion. So we'll find out today when, you know, some of that construction and changeover will begin.
Yeah, let's hope we find out soon.
That said, here we are, summer. It might not feel like summer for some. And you and I were just saying, I talked to Aaron about this earlier. We're 2 weeks from July 4th weekend, Friday.
The summer is flying. I know it hasn't felt as much like summer because of this kind of damp and cloudy and a little bit chilly sometimes weather, but this weekend's looking great. It's going to look and feel like summer finally. So get outside and enjoy it. Pittsburgh has so many fun ideas of things to do. We put out a guide every week of highlights happening over the next coming week. Some of those highlights this weekend include Pogo Palooza, where you can watch high-flying world championship competitions on the Pogo with things like highest jump, freestyle, best trick. I mean, it's kind of crazy to see these.
I remember last year just watching your coverage on KDK TV and seeing when you say Pogo, okay, how exciting can a Pogo's they're amazing what they can do.
And it's nuts.
They love coming to Pittsburgh. So where is this going to be held?
Yeah, a lot of it's in Wilkinsburg because of all the redding up happening downtown in Market Square and Point State Park. So check out Pittsburgh.org. We'll show you the details. Some of it's in the city. It's going over 3 days. So yeah, check it out for exactly when and where.
And this Saturday, Prime Stage Theater Cemetery Walk.
Yes. And so this is why I wanted to mention this, because you think Cemetery Walk, this sounds a little weird. So Prime Stage Theater does all those shows focused on books. And what they do with the Cemetery Walk, it's a 60-minute guided tour through the Allegheny Cemetery in Lawrenceville. And they have these local legends who are buried there, and they bring their stories to life. And it's just a really cool way to like learn about local people who are from here in a really dramatic and kind of interactive way.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. There's always been that fascination, and that particular cemetery does have some very famous Pittsburgh names.
It does. Yeah, so check out kidsburg.org. It's $20 a person, and we've got all the details on how to sign up.
I always thought it would be a cool show. You know how you kind of walk through, and then you see people's names and their dates, and some of them around here date way back even to the 1700s.
Yeah.
What's their story?
Right.
You know?
That's exactly what this is. If you've ever wondered that, you're going to love this.
All right, picking berries.
Yeah, we have a whole guide to local farms where you can pick strawberries right now are great. Norman's Orchard also has cherries. Simmons Farm also has blueberries. And, you know, I think summer is a great time to get kids, first of all, outside, but maybe doing something they've never done before. Maybe they don't even know where their food comes from. This is a great chance for them to go to a farm, a working farm, a lot of them all around our areas, north, south, east, west. You're going to find one near you. Show them how people work for us to have the food that we then get in the grocery store. And trust me, you're going to love how it tastes because it always tastes better when it's fresh.
Boy, the ripe berries are like candy.
Oh, they really are. And, you know, a lot of these make it extra fun when you get there. They've got petting zoos. They've got all kind of fun activities for the kids, depending on which one you go to.
All right, what is this? Mama's house rules.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, summertime is, you know, parents, kids look forward to it. And then all of a sudden it comes and you're like, whoa, okay, we have a whole day to fill. And sometimes that's intimidating. And sometimes it's easy to fill it with screen time because screens are so easy. They're entertaining. And of course, some screen time is totally good. But too much screen time is not a good thing. And so Mama's House Rules is something that Mothers Against Media Addiction, or MAMA, has come up with. And they're ideas on things that you as a family can come up with this summer and then hopefully keep it going year-round for rules for your house on your related to your digital devices. For example, maybe you set a family mealtime rule that we're not going to have our phones at the table, or maybe when you go out to dinner, you're going to not use screens. Or things like the basics in the morning when you wake up, you're going to brush your teeth, maybe even eat breakfast before you check your device. Or in the evening, setting a time, maybe it's 8 or 9 p.m. and say, we're going to put our phones away and do something else. Things like daily habits, setting screen time limits for adults and kids. How about when we talk to another person, not looking at our phone in the middle of a conversation? You know, these are good habits to start teaching our kids that we also can adopt ourselves.
Yes, we should.
Right. It's all of us. And trust me, I'm not perfect. My family doesn't do all these things, but it's all like baby steps, I think. So if you pick maybe one or two and try one for a week and see where you can go.
Go to kidsburg.org. Christine, thanks. And I assume you'll stick around and talk with Marty.
Absolutely.
And we'll check in, find out what Marty's working on.
Husky and White News Desk. It's a done deal. Japanese steelmaker Nippon Steel is now officially the new owner of U.S. Steel. Sold for $14.9 billion.
And I would imagine for a lot of people, kind of puts that part of the equation to rest, and then what happens next? When does the first shovel move to make a change?
Iran's supreme leader has rejected U.S. calls for surrender and warns that any military involvement by the Americans would cause irreparable damage to them. This as Israeli warplanes pounded Iran's capital overnight.
And we'll continue to monitor what happens next, and will the U.S. get involved directly?
And another day of intense downpours yesterday as some communities continue to deal with flooding.
We had anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches reported with that heavy rainfall.
And so with that, we anticipate some heavy rain again, not so much today, but into tomorrow before we start going to the 90s.
Yes. Heat wave on the way.
Yeah, heat wave on the way. All right, Patrick, coming up in just 1 minute, we're going to check in with Marty Griffin.
And now for a business news update from the Pittsburgh Business Times. I'm managing editor Mike Larson. Wilshire, the California-based financial services firm that manages $120 billion in assets with offices worldwide, is moving its Pittsburgh office to the Strip District. The company has signed a lease for a new 5,484-square-foot office at the Vision on 15th, according to an announcement by NAI Burns Scalo, in an impending move from the company's current office at K&L Gate Center downtown. Also, the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater has named a new director of development. Past director of development at Oregon Ballet Theater, Nicholas Goudreau, will step into the role at the PBT on July 7th, just ahead of its 25-26 season. He will head fundraising, sponsorship, and donor outreach. For more on these stories and other local business news, log on to PittsburghBusinessTimes.com. I'm Mike.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.